WMAL News at 7. I'm Heather Curtis. Winds are strong this morning, but not nearly as bad as yesterday. The National Weather Service has downgraded the high wind warning to a wind advisory for the D.C. metro area. That's in effect until 11 this morning. Meteorologist Luis Rosa.
We're expecting gusts this morning between 35 and 40 miles an hour, diminishing between 30 and 35 in the afternoon.
The winds in our region yesterday were stronger than those brought by the 2012 derecho and Hurricane Sandy, according to the Capital Weather Gang. Dominion Energy is reporting more than 230,000 customers still without power this morning. Northern Virginia is one of the areas in that state with the most outages. Pepco says more than 64,000 customers without power in D.C., Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. BGE, almost 175,000. A state of emergency is in effect in Maryland and Virginia. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declared states of emergency yesterday to make sure there are enough resources to respond to power outages, downed trees, and other impacts from the windstorm. And the storm has killed at least 5 people. One of those victims in Baltimore died doing her daily routine, according to Baltimore County Fire Department's Tim Rostkowski.
She had walked outside to get some of her mail. While she was out doing that, one of the tree branches broke off and struck her, ultimately killing her.
He says she died instantly. In transit, several road closures continue until further notice in Virginia related to the falling Potomac Mills sign. VDOT says all southbound lanes of I-95 at Prince William Parkway are closed, along with the southbound Route 123 ramp to 95 and Telegraph Road at the Parkway. Drivers are being diverted to express lanes where tolls have been suspended. Amtrak running some trains in the Northeast Corridor today. Severe weather yesterday led Amtrak to cancel all service in the region. Today, at least a dozen trains canceled, others running on a modified schedule. And Metro isn't reporting slower speeds or other restrictions due to winds today, but weekend track work means shutdowns on the yellow and blue lines, and there's some single tracking now on the red line. The district's Mayor for Life will soon have a permanent place outside the Wilson Building.
Marion Barry's statue is set to be unveiled today in front of the Wilson Building.
I think that the days when he brought so much divisiveness to Washington, D.C., are really in our rearview mirror. We have different issues today.
Washingtonian editor-at-large Harry Jaffe says Barry's legacy is most widely felt in Ward 8.
Marion, for better or for worse, whether you like him or not, was the voice of the downtrodden in Washington, D.C.
And any issues people had with Barry's drug use and other legal run-ins have largely dissipated, Jaffe says. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And in sports, there'll be professional hockey tonight in Annapolis.
The Washington Capitals will take on the Toronto Maple Leafs at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in the latest installment of the NHL Stadium Series. Caps goalie Braden Holtby is looking forward to it.
There's nothing better than skating outside.
Caps general manager Brian McLeod.
This stadium's a little unique. I think the outdoor games have been played in bigger stadiums, so it's not as intimate as I think this is going to be the perfect size.
The pregame activities start this afternoon at 2 o'clock. The game is tonight at 8. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And at this point, that game is still on. And the Wizards fall to the Raptors 102-95. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Financial Safari at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, honey, what'd you do this morning?
I rescued a bear.
Wait, what?
I donated to International Animal Rescue.
International Animal Rescue has saved hundreds of bears in India from abuse, helping to end the brutal dancing bear trade. But more bears still need our help. Just a few dollars will help International Animal Rescue save more suffering bears before it's too late.
What'd you do today?
Nothing as good as saving bears.
Donate now at internationalanimalrescue.com. That's internationalanimalrescue.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That's a work zone here in the district on Beach Drive, both directions between Joyce and Northwest Military to about Broad Branch. Woodley Road, Northwest, both directions. Wisconsin Northwest to 38. All of those lanes blocked. They've got some down power lines they're working on picking up now. K Street Southwest, eastbound between 9th to 7th. All of those lanes are blocked. Police are handling that. It's some type of investigation. Maryland, we have an incident reported on 197 both directions around Powder Mill. All traffic being diverted off 95 southbound to Woodbridge. Follow police directions through there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind advisory in effect until 11 this morning. Sunny with a high near 50. And right now, 37 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday morning update, and it is great to have John Gizzi join us each week. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and what a grand morning it is. No press briefings today.
Gun control first on the agenda this morning. John, we've heard reports of the NRA meeting, the lunch at the White House with Chris Cox and Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA, and President Trump. We've heard the NRA side of it, but has anybody presented President Trump's side of the meeting? Because the NRA is trying to make it appear as though he's backpedaling on some of his comments about guns, and we haven't heard anything from him, have we?
No, we haven't heard anything from him, and I could be flippant and say it depends on what day of the week it is, but I'm not going to do that. I think the key to this is found in legislation that was offered 5 years ago and fell short in the Senate. I'm talking about the Toomey-Manchin bill. Legislation offered by Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Simply put, all of the other issues that supporters of the Second Amendment feel are an assault and gun control advocates support are swept off the table. All that is left in Toomey-Manchin is one pivotal proposal, and that is universal gun registration. As Senator Toomey said at the time, we're just asking gun owners throughout America to live under the same rules that gun owners such as myself live under in Pennsylvania. Manchin weighed in with similar sentiments. Both knew that they would have an uphill fight. They came within four votes of breaking the filibuster, and though they would have had the votes, save for the fact that Senate Democrats in large numbers decided this was simply a fig leaf. It was something to get tougher measures out of the way. And Manchin Toomey died in the Senate by 4 votes. Had it been on the books now, one would have been able to see whether registration is indeed an effective form of gun control. But in all likelihood, Toomey Manchin is being dusted off. 2 days ago, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders confirmed to me that the president had one private conversation with Senator Toomey and that both senators were at the White House conversation on guns. So we're moving forward by going back to the past.
So you had the lunch with the NRA on Sunday, but Wednesday the president made the comments saying if there were a crazy man that had a gun, he said to go to court would have taken a long time. He said take the guns first, go through due process second. And that's, of course, raised a lot of eyebrows. Help us understand Trump. I don't think that means he's going to go out and do an executive order to eliminate due process. But he kind of shoots from the hip just as a businessman or an average citizen would do.
Right. The great deal maker has a habit of using rhetoric that goes way too far. And then when he makes the actual deal and is about to cut it, the rhetoric has been pulled back considerably. Case in point was that Donald Trump said without hesitation that the climate change treaty with Paris was bad, that the United States was ending the accord, and some, shall we say, unkind comments about those who have supported a treaty that limits carbon emissions were uttered by the president. Strong medicine, all right. But in the end, the president held open the policy that if the United States is not discriminated against by other industrial nations, it just might come back and get back into the accord. Well, that said, it should be pointed out that this is a president who will talk that way, as we say, talking a good game, and then in the end sit down and make compromises. This is the way he's going to go on gun control, and he can make every outrageous statement he wants. More than likely, he's going to come back to the Toomey Manchin legislation of 5 years ago with universal background checks, and then the issue will be behind us.
All right, let's turn to life inside the White House, since you are there for the daily press briefings. Speculation that H.R. McMaster may be leaving. There's a lot of talk that John Kelly should leave or may be leaving. Question marks about Jared Kushner. We had the same questions raised about Rex Tillerson how long ago, and he still got his job.
Last fall.
What's the reality here?
The reality is this is a White House that's in tumult. This is where you have a very tremulous situation, and some people even grow nervous about being on the job at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That said, the likelihood is rising that some change will be coming in the White House soon. Will it be H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor? I'm not so certain. The last time he spoke to reporters in the James Brady briefing room, General McMaster said, I'm not looking for another job. My guess is that he'll be around for a while, just as Rex Tillerson is still Secretary of State. Then one has the possibility of General Kelly leaving. Come on, if he can dodge the bullet about apparently not knowing the former Staff Secretary Rob Porter had some serious questions of spousal abuse in his background. He was not punished over that, and in all likelihood, he will not be punished over anything else. I doubt seriously whether the president will fire him. I would just have to say it will probably be a case, to use the Latin, semper idem, always the same in the White House, and no new players beyond those we've talked about to be announced. A postscript. The exception to the rule, and you heard it here first, will be Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. Enough has come out about their business dealings that the president does not like with anyone, be it himself or members of his family, personal or official. My guess is, sooner rather than later, they will decide to choose the better part of valor, go back to the Trump family business, and watch the patriarch of the family on television.
Both of them, Ivanka and Jared.
Yes.
So what does that mean to the president when he loses Hope Hicks, who we've read so much about how close she was to the president, Ivanka Trump, obviously his daughter? I mean, to lose both of them in a month, what kind of a blow is that to him if that happens?
Well, again, it's also a message about cronyism and nepotism. You know, Hope Hicks was a confidant to the president, son-in-law, as you say, Ivanka, his daughter. And it never really works when family members are in the White House. Now, you say John Kennedy had his brother as attorney general. That's entirely different. His brother went before Senate hearings, testified before the Judiciary Committee, and was confirmed by a full vote of the Senate, only one vote voting no for Robert Kennedy's nomination. When you talk about the White House staff with easy access to the president and a family member there, you're talking about trouble. You're talking about someone who will probably not be reprimanded when he or she makes a mistake the way other staffers were, and someone who is preyed upon by outsiders because of the influence he or she will have on their famous presidential relative. Franklin Roosevelt in 1937 named his son James as his top political operative. James Roosevelt himself wrote in his memoirs that this was a mistake, that he was in over his head, and that he developed an ulcer within less than a year. Well, Ivanka and Jared didn't develop ulcers, but they may have caused it elsewhere. The likelihood is they'll be out.
Coming up next, we'll talk with John about what's going on with Dianne Feinstein in California and her primary bid. She's going to have to face one. Oof, that's next, but first, a check of the traffic and weather.
Yeah, Rick, after all the rain and winds and the wind that's sticking around, it's a relatively slow start to a Saturday morning across the D.C. area. We'll let you know what we do have going on right now, though. Wind warnings in effect on the Harry Nice Bridge, that's 301, also Chesapeake Bay Bridge, 95 through Virginia, southbound, all traffic at Woodbridge being diverted off of the freeway. Police are directing you, though, so it'll be clear where to go. K Street here in the district, northwest, eastbound, between 9th to 7th. All of those lanes blocked. They've got an investigation going on. And then Woodley Street Northwest, both directions from Wisconsin to 38th, closed for downed wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We still have winds whipping up around the Washington area this morning, up to 30, 40-mile-an-hour gusts. We'll talk more with Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel in a few minutes and get the latest, but that should taper off later on in the day. We'll be cloudy with a high of 48, sunshine tomorrow up to 48, sunny on Monday, high 46 right now in Washington, 37, heading to 48, 718 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update. John Gizius with us, the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. So we were just talking about trouble in paradise at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. How about trouble in paradise in California in the Democratic Party? What's happened to Dianne Feinstein with her peers?
At 83 and after more than a quarter century in the Senate, Dianne Feinstein is finding that back home, people are no longer enamored with her as they were when she became mayor of San Francisco and calmed the city after the mayor was assassinated in the late 1970s, that she doesn't have the awe and the historical niche when she became California's first woman to be nominated for governor back in 1990 and then went on to be one of its first two women senators 2 years later. In the end, history is good, but time marches on. Kevin DeLeon, the Senate Democratic leader in San Francisco, is challenging the venerable U.S. senator in a move that shook Democrats nationwide. The Democratic State Convention voted by a margin of 57-34% to support the challenger DeLeon over the veteran incumbent Feinstein. His platform is far to the port of hers. He is solidly, for example, in favor of universal health care and free college tuition. Dianne Feinstein has always shown a little bit of centrism in her politics, which is why she's gotten as far as she has. It's just the Democratic Party in the Golden State is moving left. A footnote. The primary is in June in California, and if Dianne Feinstein is defeated by De Leon in the vote that counts, it'll be the first time since Senator William Gibbs McAdoo was dumped by a challenger named Sheridan Downey, a left-of-center Democrat, and an incumbent U.S. senator was deposed by the Democratic Party of California. That was in 1938, 80 years ago.
So let's say you listen occasionally to the Saturday Morning Update. You hear John Gizzi here every week, and you're sitting there going, man, he'd be an interesting guy to, you know, have a drink with or sit down with over dinner. Well, we're going to give you that opportunity. This is a save the date for Thursday evening, March 22nd. Put that on your calendar, and we will give you the details next week. But a very interesting evening of politics and history with John Gizzi, and we will give you the details next Saturday morning.
I'm looking forward to it. I get so many nice emails from listeners and warm comments about people who hear me on the airwaves. Well, I'm looking forward to breaking bread with a few of these people. And mind you, you get two for the price of one, because you also get to meet my lovely wife.
And Colleen is charming. We'll have the details for you next Saturday right here on WMAL. John, as always, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I will try to stay indoors today, and I urge others to do the same.
Thank you, John. And indeed, if you're interested in having a bite with John Gizzi one evening, March 22nd, put that on your calendar, and we'll give you the specifics next weekend. Well, we got some specifics on the weather. Jeff Meyer is back, and we talked with Jeff early on this morning, but if you missed that, maybe just awakening, we wanted to get the very latest on what kind of wind conditions to expect today, Jeff.
Well, still it's going to be windy. Now, fortunately, not near as windy as yesterday when we had a gust of 71 at Dulles and a gust around 62 at Reagan National. The wind gust today probably coming in and out of the north and northwest near 30 to 40 miles per hour, and then down to about 20 to 30 mile per hour gust tonight into Sunday. And then winds will diminish altogether, I think, by the time we head into Monday afternoon. So still windy, but not quite as windy as yesterday, and that's a good thing.
Okay, so the question I asked you earlier, and if people are just awakening and missed that one, is how do we get almost 36 hours of these strong, gusty winds without precipitation?
Yeah, when you have a very deep low-pressure system, which is what we continue to see offshore the coast of the Mid-Atlantic region and New England, you get these kind of winds. We have not only that intensifying area of low pressure, but high pressure building in from the west. So that pressure gradient, the difference between that low pressure system in the Atlantic and the high pressure that's building in right now, producing a very tight pressure gradient, and that's what really cranked the winds up. We had a gust yesterday of 93 miles per hour near the Cape in Massachusetts, and hurricane strength winds start at 74 miles per hour. So quite a windstorm that affected a large portion of the eastern seaboard.
And also the coastal areas. You know, we're going to be talking with Heather Curtis in just a few minutes about what's going on here in the Washington area. But as you go up the shoreline, there's been some significant damage up that way, right?
Yeah, definitely beach erosion. We had some high water rescues in portions of Massachusetts yesterday because of all the water that was inundating those coastal towns. And we still have coastal flood warnings that stretch all the way from Virginia Beach all the way up into coastal portions of Maine. That's a large portion of coastline. And over the next three high tide cycles, the one this morning, the one tonight, and the one again tomorrow morning, we still will be dealing with some coastal flooding concerns. And not only do you have the high tides, but you also have these winds driven waves that will continue to pound the beaches, so a lot of beach erosion taking place. And even though the wind will start to diminish as we head from tomorrow into Monday, this storm system is still going to be out in the Atlantic generating some large swells, so those waves will continue to come away from the area of low pressure and slam into the beaches even as we head towards the middle part of next week. So unfortunately, this coastal flooding concern is going to stick with us for a little bit.
Jeff Meyer at the Weather Channel, thanks so much for the details, Jeff.
You got it. We'll talk later. Thank you.
All right. And Heather Curtis is in the studio with us. And Heather, wanted to get a sense of how we're getting back to relative normalcy. I mean, Amtrak interruptions yesterday, thousands of flights canceled up and down the East Coast. People have the power outages. What's going on this morning?
Well, talking with power outages, we have hundreds of thousands of customers still without power. Many in Northern Virginia, Pepco in Maryland and D.C. says that it's working to, you know, restore those power outages. Crews working more than 12 hours a day. And we do still have some significant damage around the region. Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service says since midnight, they've responded to more than 800 calls for service. As you can imagine, same as yesterday during the day, trees on houses, fallen power lines, etc.
And what sense of the length of time until the power is restored? I mean, they've been doing a better job. There's been a lot more preparation recently in the past few years over some of those snowstorm nightmares we had a few years back. But have they given any sense of how long some people may have to wait?
They've given kind of the standard answer that they give most times. They say they're working around the clock and it will be as, you know, it will take as long as it can take and, you know, report power outages, report downed lines. And a lot at this point have probably been reported, but especially if you lost power overnight, so important to report that this morning so that they're aware at this early-ish hour of that.
And I-95, traffic issue there because of the Potomac Mills sign.
Yeah, they're a little concerned that that sign is going to fall. There are several road closures. VDOT says all southbound lanes of I-95 at Prince William Parkway are closed, along with the southbound Route 123 ramp to 95 and Telegraph Road at the Parkway. Now, if you, the way to get onto these, drive southbound on I-95, you'll have to use the express lanes, but the good news is VDOT has suspended the tolls while this is going on.
Heather Curtis, thank you. We'll see you again at 7:30 for the
news. Absolutely, and we'll have more information for you.
I'm sure you will. 7:27, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Coming up, we'll chat with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in the next half hour and Cheryl Atkinson.
Selling your home is a big decision, and that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you, a professional with the experience to get you top dollar for what is likely your greatest financial asset. This is Vince Colonnais, and I suggest you call my friend Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville purchased a new home before selling their existing property. Working with another agent, their home sat unsold for months. They then turned to Frank, who generated multiple showings and sold their property over their asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. Frank Prindle has been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD, 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Monitoring Treatment Efficacy through Thermography on Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellcare.com. That's rosellcare.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 730. I'm Heather Curtis. It's still windy in our region this morning, but meteorologist Jeff Moore with the Weather Channel says,
fortunately, not as strong as yesterday when we had some gusts in the 70, 71 mile per hour range at Dulles.
And the National Weather Service has downgraded the high wind warning to a wind advisory for the D.C. metro area. That's in effect until 11 this morning, winds up to 25 miles per hour, and gusts up to 45 miles. A lot of power customers still without power in our area. Here's the breakdown. Dominion, more than 230,000 customers without power. Pepco, more than 60,000. BGE, 170,000. And a state of emergency is in effect in Maryland and Virginia. After serving as mayor for 16 years, Marion Barry will now have an enduring spot in the district.
Right in front of the Wilson Building, Marion Barry statue set to be dedicated today.
I think that you're going to find a lot of people who are still very reverential.
Barry had his issues, but Washingtonian editor-at-large Harry Jaffe says,
the folks who are anti-Marion Barry, I think they've moved on.
Barry's most important legacy, he says, was serving as a voice for the poorest part of the city, Ward 8.
He was loud. He was obnoxious, but at least he represented people who were not getting the services that he thought that they deserved. And that's gone.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And in sports, an unconventional game for the Capitals today. They'll take on the Toronto Maple Leafs at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. General Manager Ryan McClellan.
It's a good rivalry now since we had a playoff series with them last year, and they got a lot of good young players. So it's going to be entertaining, and it's going to be a fun venue.
That game starts at 8, and the Wizards fell to the Raptors yesterday, 102-95. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call.
Great to talk to you.
Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups, neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
It's 7:33 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Heather, thank you and good morning. We'll start here in the district. Woodley Road Northwest, both directions from Wisconsin to 38th. All of those lanes blocked. We've got some downed lines from all of the high winds. Through Maryland, 95 both directions at Tidings Memorial Bridge. Wind restrictions in place, and that means only cars, pickups, buses, flatbed trailers, and the like are able to make it over the bridge because of that. Harry Nice Bridge, Chesapeake Bay Bridge, both reporting high winds. Be sure and hold on to that steering wheel going over the bridges. And through Virginia on southbound 95, all traffic's being diverted from Woodbridge. Police are directing you around an emergency work zone that's set up there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind advisory in effect until 11 this morning. Today, sunny, a high of 50 degrees. Right now, 37 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM WMAL.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. you can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
Thanks for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Bonner. We are joined each week by Cheryl Atkinson. She hosts Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC7. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
We saw the news this week about the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, and she is a sanctuary city mayor. She issued a warning to immigrants in the Oakland area that Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers were preparing a raid. The idea was to tip people off. She actually panicked a lot of people in the community. But it just speaks to how controversial and intense the whole topic of sanctuary cities is becoming.
It really is, and we're taking a look at that on Sunday, some of the controversies. I'm not sure people really know how much serious crime in the United States is committed by illegal immigrants, not by coming here illegally, but additional crimes they commit once here. Tens of thousands per year. And we documented some of those, we'll be mentioning in our cover story on Sunday, kidnaps, murders, and so on. This is a serious crime. So we decided to look into the whole sanctuary city controversy by visiting Laredo, Texas, a border town that's 95% Hispanic, but is not a sanctuary city. And they don't want to be one, but they're grappling with this new Texas law. Texas passed its own anti-sanctuary city law, and it's pretty controversial. So we're kind of digging into all of that.
Well, it's interesting because the leadership in many of the sanctuary cities are not Hispanic, but you're saying in Laredo, which is 95% Hispanic, they don't want to be a sanctuary city. That doesn't add up necessarily to the model.
It's not what you think. You know, they're very tough on illegal crime, illegal immigrants, and illegal immigrant crime there. And they let everybody know it. They're not for sanctuary cities. But they do think the new Texas state law to address this has some flaws in it and kind of interrupts a very good system they've had in place without the law where they cooperate with ICE. They already turn over the illegal immigrants to the feds as needed. But they think the new law kind of pushes them into some issues where there may be racial profiling. There may be fear. You know, you always hear that illegal immigrants might be afraid to call for help when they need it because they could be deported. So they do have concerns about that. You'll hear from law enforcement, the mayor, and other people in Laredo as they grapple with this.
Well, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, made headlines on Thursday. He's flaunting 5 powerful weapons, including one that he says could make American missile defenses obsolete. We should point out he is running for re-election, which is coming up in 3 weeks. You've got a story tomorrow about an aggressive new U.S. strategy?
This is a report we have from our reporter, Scott Thuman, and it kind of surprised us because he set out while in Europe and Ukraine to talk to some diplomats and former diplomats about our approach with Russia. And, you know, President Trump's critics said when he was elected he was going to be a Putin puppet and was going to be weak on Russia. So we were surprised to hear these analyses that said, President Trump has actually been tougher in some areas on Russia than his predecessor, President Obama, and they say some of these strategies appear to be working. So Scott Thuman will tell us how, you know, exactly what this analysis means and how that's affecting relations between the U.S. and Russia.
You know, it's ironic, Cheryl. You may remember when President Obama smacked down Mitt Romney about Russia not being a worry anymore because the Cold War was over, but obviously the Cold War has heated up. Do you have some examples of some of the actions that are being taken?
Well, you know, some of the areas in which we were supposedly lackluster, actually they go back to before President Obama, according to these diplomats we spoke to. That we just didn't in the United States, they say, take some of Russia's aggressions seriously enough or give them any sort of signal or punishment that they shouldn't do these things, such as land grabs that they did. So then they said it was really, should have been no surprise that they were aggressive with Ukraine. in taking the territory of Crimea, and that's still not a whole lot happened to them. So they say what President Trump has done is he's gotten tougher in terms of the types of aid that he's giving Ukraine against Russia, not just military aid, but lethal aid, and we'll explain in the story why that's important. And that he sent signals by supporting NATO. Remember, he seemed so down on NATO, President Trump, during the campaign. But as he's worked through it, and he's actually encouraged and been successful in getting other countries to pay more of their fair share, by the way, he's actually been quite supportive of NATO, which is our primary military alliance against Russia. So those are a couple of things they said that he's done.
Well, you have an ongoing lawsuit against the Department of Justice that dates back to the Obama administration. And if people are listening and not familiar with it, Cheryl's computer was hacked back in 2012 while she was working at CBS and reporting on the Benghazi scandal. And a cybersecurity firm was hired by CBS News, and they did a forensic analysis determining that a third party used very sophisticated methods to remove all possible indications of unauthorized activity on the computer, also altering system times to cause further confusion. And that was just the initial forensic exam. So you've had further forensics done. And what are you finding?
Well, there's been a half dozen, and we're still doing them for our lawsuit as we get discovery and new evidence. And there's been new tools available, I'm told, so that we can find even more information. And it wasn't just one device, by the way. There were CBS devices. There were my personal home devices. One of the startling things we learned recently was that a computer that I had given the Department of Justice Inspector General, my home Apple desktop, we'd already done our forensics, but I filed a complaint with the Department of Justice IG because that should be the person investigating these government intrusions if there was misbehavior, for example, by the FBI. So CBS wouldn't give them their devices, understandably, for various reasons, but I gave them my Apple desktop computer. They ended up stonewalling in that investigation. To this day, will not give me the final report or the notes. They narrowed the scope of it. There was a lot of mischief that went on. But our new forensics team, the latest one, has gone back to look in all those devices to update some material and based on get some new findings. And they discovered that that Apple iMac computer that I gave the Inspector General now has a different hard drive inside than when I gave it to them. How do we know this? Well, we had already done our own forensics on this device, of course. And we have chain of custody documents, and we have recorded the serial numbers and so on. So that's a very significant finding. I mean, I suppose there could be an innocent explanation. But when we discovered this forensically, we sent a letter to the Department of Justice, the U.S. attorneys, which is defending as the defendant, all the intelligence agencies that we're suing. And we asked them for an explanation. We said, please explain why this happened and consult with the Inspector General. Maybe they can tell us. And to my knowledge, that was weeks ago. We haven't heard a peep from them. So this is just another wrinkle in a long, ongoing saga as our case progresses now through federal court.
You know, it's fascinating, especially when you see all of the other investigations and accusations and things going on at the highest levels in the Department of Justice and the FBI. It really paints a very troubling picture.
I've long said I wasn't the only journalist that was being surveilled by the government. I just happened to have sources in the intel community that alerted me. And I think in the bigger picture, what the evidence is showing us is there were rogue operations inside our intelligence community to monitor journalists, politicians, members of Congress, political enemies, probably ordinary U.S. citizens as well. And this is all part of the bigger picture. What happened to me is just a teeny splinter of something that was going on that helps explain why some bad actors in the intelligence community were so panicked and are so panicked at the notion of a President Trump coming in, or anybody, quite frankly, and doing a look back at what's been going on inside these intelligence agencies among a few of these bad actors over the past 10, 15, maybe 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, these folks probably thought they had another 4 to 8 years of security in their jobs and got a big surprise on Election Day.
There was no reason under a Jeb Bush administration or Hillary Clinton administration, in my view, for them to worry that the apple cart would be upset or that someone would poke around into their business of what they've been doing or try to change anything. But Donald Trump, as I've written about, was the wild card, and that's part of, I think, why people are so panicked about him inside the government beyond what they say are the reasons.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10, and also throughout the day on News Channel 8. Cheryl, thank you as always.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Will do. 7:45, Saturday morning update, WMAL. What's latest in the traffic center, James?
Hey, Rick, thank you. And from the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads again this morning. Still seeing some delays on 95 southbound Virginia, right around Woodbridge. All traffic's being diverted off the main lanes. Police are directing you, though. It's an emergency work zone that's set up this morning. 95 Maryland, both directions, Tidings Memorial Bridge. Wind restrictions in place. We're limited to only cars, pickups, buses, flatbed trailers, and the like. Here in the district, Arizona Avenue Northwest, southbound, right before Canal. We've got a downed tree reported. Also some downed lines here in the district on Woodley Road Northwest between Wisconsin to about 38. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we still have those winds around the Washington area this morning, and for the rest of the day, we could be between 30 and 40 mile-an-hour gusts of wind. We'll have partly cloudy skies with a high up to 48. For tomorrow, sunshine, high 48, and still winds anywhere up to 10 to 20 miles an hour on Sunday. Sunshine in the picture for Monday with a high of 46, rain on Tuesday and rain on Wednesday with the high temperatures up around 50 both days. 37 in Washington, we're heading up to 48 this afternoon, 7:46 now on the Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some tough decisions to make. What you don't want to do is hire the wrong realtor that can end up costing you a lot of time and money. You know, like a family friend or that so-called neighborhood specialist. Here's what you do want to do. Call two of the D.C. area's best and top-ranked realtors, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Get this. Debbie and Sarah sold Mark and Cynthia's home, whose house was on the market with another realtor for 90 days and didn't sell. Well, they called Sarah and Debbie, and they sold it fast and for top dollar. Don't risk losing your equity with just any agent. Do the best thing and call the Reynolds team now. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Your tough decision just got real easy. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie. Here's their number, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
When markets get bumpy, do you want an 800 number, an overseas operator, or a robotic program to be your investment advisor? When the going gets tough, a financial advisor who knows your needs and goals gets going. This is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Do you wish those saggy, droopy eyelids would just disappear? Are the bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? It's Larry O'Connor to tell you that this is the perfect time to take advantage of the crazy spring clearance sale going on right now at Chamonix. Call or click right now and you can get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for free. The new Genucel Eyelid Lift contains two cutting-edge natural peptides in a base of jojoba oil, green tea, vitamin E, and calendula flower extracts. It achieves amazing lifting effects. Right now, this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free when you order Genucel for bags and puffiness. And remember, of course, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. If you order right now, you'll get the Genucel Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers, for free. And express shipping is also free. That's five luxury gifts, all yours for the price of one. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
. 7:48 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and if you're in the dark this morning, you are among over 2 million people in the Northeast that are without power today. It has been Winter Storm Riley. It has left 6 people dead so far. A motorist killed in Connecticut after a tree collapsed on top of the car. A man in his 70s in Newport, Rhode Island, was killed by a falling tree. An 11-year-old boy was killed in Putnam Valley, New York, by a tree that toppled onto the family home. And in Virginia, the James City Police told the AP that a man died after a tree was downed on top of his vehicle. In Chester, Virginia, 6-year-old boy died after a tree collapsed onto his family's home. Baltimore County reports a 77-year-old woman was killed by a large tree branch after it was felled by strong winds on Friday. As you know, federal offices and schools closed around the Washington area yesterday. The governors in Maryland and Virginia have declared states of emergency due to those conditions. In the Mid-Atlantic alone, more than a million customers were in the dark by late yesterday. And again, up and down the Northeast this morning, over 2 million people remain in the dark from the winter storm. And as we talked to Jeff Marr, it is tapering off today, but later on today will still be gusts of up to 30 to 40 miles an hour today. Amtrak getting back to normal again after interruptions yesterday. Over 3,000 flights were canceled yesterday. And I don't know if you saw the videos of some of the crosswind landings, as they call them. A pilot's train in these 40, 50 mile an hour winds out in the desert to learn how to land in these kind of storms. And you may have seen some of the images. And one of the reports on one of the aircraft is some of the passengers got sick from the way the plane was being tossed around. So very challenging conditions, but the worst of it seems to be over here in the Washington area. It's 7:50. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And, you know, the Oscars are tomorrow. I'm sure you're just eagerly awaiting them, as I am, trying to figure out what else I'll watch tomorrow night instead of the Oscars. But there are 3,400 seats at the Dolby Theater, and that is the venue for the Academy Awards. And about half of them will be filled by presenters. There are nominees in 24 categories, the guests, Hollywood studio executives. The other half are given away by lottery to 6,700 members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So let's say you don't make it to the Oscars, but you would like to go to an Oscar party. You know, it's a kind of a big deal. You got your Elton John Oscar party. Vanity Fair, though, seems to have the big one. If you wanted to go, you can go to a ticket broker in Los Angeles. And as of yesterday, the Vanity Fair Oscar party tickets were selling for $25,000 each. Wow. Not sure who in the world would want to pay $25,000 to go to the Vanity Fair Oscar party for the Oscars when you could go to Elton John's Academy Award party. That's only $4,000 for a ticket. You could probably run into Elton John. Crazy. It's just crazy. But, again, the spotlight will be on the presentation by Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway after last year's mishap. The Me Too movement, of course, a big, big story this year at the Academy Awards. And there's been a lot of controversy this week over Ryan Seacrest, who will be covering the red carpet as he does annually. There was an allegation of sexual harassment against Ryan Seacrest. It was investigated, and apparently the evidence was not found, but there is still a controversy surrounding Ryan Seacrest, and the Hollywood publicists are scratching their head trying to figure out, well, do we try and find somebody else from the channel, or do we just avoid Ryan Seacrest, or do we talk to him? So they're all in a tizzy as to how to handle Ryan Seacrest. As if we don't have bigger things in the world to be worried about.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
America never flies alone. The Air Force Reserve is always there as the country's wingman. We're ready to do the job, to serve when called upon. We move America, taking people and supplies to where they're needed. We build and repair runways on all kinds of terrain, under all kinds of conditions, to keep our planes flying. We maintain an array of magnificent aircraft, from sleek fighter jets to ones so big they can carry hundreds of thousands of pounds. And we routinely perform amazing feats, such as refueling planes as they fly to their destinations. We're your neighbors. We live and work in your communities and still hold part-time jobs that keep America strong. We are the Air Force Reserve, and we're proud to be America's wingman.
7:56 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Unfortunately, not able to connect with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning, but he will be back with us next weekend. This is a fascinating story on Uber and Lyft. And you know how they've decimated the taxi cab industry. Taxi cab drivers pay tens of thousands of dollars for the medallion. They go through the training. They have rigid inspections of their vehicles. They're tightly regulated. And then Uber and Lyft come into the picture. So the cab drivers are losing money left and right, but you might think the Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers are doing okay. Well, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has done a study. And it says that the vast majority of Uber and Lyft drivers are earning less than minimum wage, and almost a third of them are actually losing money by driving. Now, this study is from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The research says the median pre-tax profit earned from driving is $3.37 an hour after taking expenses into account. 74% of Uber and Lyft drivers earn less than their state's minimum wage, according to the researchers. 30% of the drivers actually losing money once the vehicle expenses are included. Now, they did a survey of more than 1,100 drivers. That's a pretty extensive poll, as poll numbers and baselines go. And they asked them how many miles they drove, what type of car they used, asked about their revenue. And when all was said and done, drivers earning the median amount of revenue are getting 59 cents a mile driven, the researchers say, but the expenses work out to 30 cents a mile. So the driver makes about 29 cents for each mile, or an average of $3.37 an hour. Wow. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Garden Sense is next. Thanks for being with us.
Wildlife poaching doesn't just happen in faraway places. It's a crime committed against countless wild animals all around you. Poachers don't care about hunting seasons, endangered species, or even the safety of other humans. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, which protects wild animals through habitat preservation and by confronting cruelty, needs your help. Learn your state's wildlife laws, so when you witness a crime against a wild animal, you can report it immediately. Help protect wildlife at wildlifelandtrust.org.
As far back as she can remember, Amy loved computers. How they worked, what they could do, they were a challenge. She wanted to learn as much as she could. So she harnessed her passion, and now she's a cybersecurity officer in the military. If you have a passion, a vision for your future, in any field, todaysmilitary.com can be your path to a fulfilling career. You have a calling, we have an answer. Find your way at todaysmilitary.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.